Good morning. This is Choices with your host, Judy Mario. Choices. We know, of course, that everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something. We have choices. They are the source of the success in our lives. When things happen to us, we can choose to believe they happen for a reason. We can discover opportunities in the most difficult experiences if we are willing to look for them. It is what we choose to think about each experience that determines how we respond to it. How we respond determines whether or not we find richer, more purposeful, more joyful lives. We are the only ones who can choose our attitudes and the principles by which we live. Today we're talking about your life is as limitless as your imagination. You know, you don't have to settle for things as they seem. You don't have to accept life as it appears to be. You have been given free will in order for you to determine who you want to be and what you want to have and do. If you believe it can be done, your mind will start to think up ways to make it happen. In his book, The Magic of Thinking Big, David Swartz, the author, states, "Believe, really believe you can move a mountain, and you can." Not many people believe they can move mountains, so as a result, not many people do. Well, moving mountains may be just an expression, but I know positively, without a doubt, we can move the obstacles in our lives that seem like mountains. Think of something you would really like to have or to do. Write it down on a piece of paper. And then make a list of all the reasons why you can have or do this. Every time your mind tells you a reason you can't, put the technique of opposite thinking into effect and write down why you can. Don't stop until you've exhausted every possible reason. Many of us defeat our own purpose by telling ourselves what we can't have or what we can't do instead of what and why we can't. Now then, after you get that done, list all the ways you could possibly get what you want. What options are there? When we imagine we can't learn it or have it, it's too difficult, or we are not smart enough, then the feeling of not good enough sets in. If we are told by an influential person in our lives that others are stronger or smarter, we believe the person knows what they are talking about, and so often we just go ahead and believe it. When we use our imagination in a negative way by assuming that other people are smarter than us or that they know what they're talking about, it causes us to lose faith and give away our power. We start to should on ourselves. I should be more like them. I should be a better person. I should be further along at this stage. I should be better. I should have been able to do this. I should have been able to make that relationship work. And along with the shoulds come the if onlys. Now we start to imagine how things would have been if only we had been different, if only we could be like them, if only we could have measured up. Don't listen when people say it can't be done, it won't work, or it's impossible. What do they know about your capabilities anyway? Besides, people who tell you why things won't work usually don't know much, aren't willing to explore, and aren't very successful themselves. Always consider the source when someone begins to criticize you or dump negativity on your dreams. Do you remember the line in the movie Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come. I know it's true. I've experienced it over and over again. In 1968, I imagined owning my own modeling and finishing school. I opened the doors to Universal Models in 1970 and sold it in 1986 for cash. In 1980, I imagined myself as a public speaker traveling around the world. And so far, my speaking career has taken me to 28 countries on 4 continents. Over the years, I've imagined owning various cars, items of clothing, and meeting certain people. I put pictures of these in my goal achievement book and worked toward making the goals happen. Sure enough, they have happened. Last year, I imagined that I was going to be doing a radio show. And look at me now. Here I am. You see, the idea starts in your mind, you act on it, and it becomes a reality. Napoleon Hill, the author of the book Think and Grow Rich, and if you haven't read it, I would highly recommend that you do, even though it's an old book. Well, Napoleon Hill said, "The imagination is the workshop of the soul wherein a man's destiny is fashioned." And he was right. The imagination is the workshop where our goals are created. You are the owner, the manager, and the supervisor of your workshop. Nothing can go into it except with your permission. Out of it will come the products you design and manufacture. You produce your products daily, your attitude, your relationships, your financial situation, and your success in life. Your workshop is operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, whether you are aware of it or not. It keeps your entire body functioning. If you want to keep yourself functioning at peak performance, you must program your conscious mind to give the right instructions to your subconscious mind. When you input thoughts of such things like health, happiness, joy, abundance, and harmony, your imagination will work with you to be the person that you want to be and have the life you dream of living. Charles Keating, who was the former head of General Motors, once said, "My interest in the future, my interest is in the future because I am going to spend the rest of my life there." And you know, that's where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives too. We must look forward toward the future and imagine it to be very successful for ourselves. But you say, "I don't know where to begin." It doesn't matter where you begin as long as you begin. Someone once asked Mother Teresa why she started with only 35 cents, and she replied, "Because it was all I had." You see, it doesn't matter how much or how little you have to begin somewhere. What matters is where you are going, what purpose you have for living your life, what you are willing to do to make your goals a reality, what you are willing to give up, and what responsibilities you will accept. You must also ascertain who will help you succeed, what decisions you will have to make, whether or not you are prepared to make them, and if you have the discipline to follow through. Don't look with envy at other people who have created success. You have the same opportunities and abilities as they do. Look at your own life and see how you can rearrange your behavioral patterns to produce the results you want. In an article entitled "Creating the Creative Environment in the Management Review," Rosa Beth Moss Cantor is quoted as saying, "The overall key to creativity is what I call kaleidoscope thinking. The kaleidoscope is a wonderful metaphor for the creative process because the gadget allows us to twist reality into new patterns. In a kaleidoscope, a set of fragments form a pattern and aren't locked into place. All you have to do is shake it, twist it, change the angle, change perspective, and the exact same fragments form an entirely new pattern." I haven't seen a kaleidoscope in years, but as children, we used to play with those, and it was amazing all the new patterns that they would form. And if you and I want to form new patterns in our lives, then sometimes we have to shake our lives up a bit. We have to look at things from new angles and change perspective. In order to do this, we need to make a conscious effort to be aware of what we do and also make a conscious effort of our of awareness of our environment. We want to develop the habit of observing what is going on around us. For example, when we see couples that are out to lunch or dinner and they're not talking to each other, they're just sitting there, make a mental note of what you see. Observe their positioning, hand movements, facial expressions, how much eye contact they have, and what they are eating. Are they happy in each other's company, or are they bored? What are they thinking? Take time to look at nature. When you see a cloud, notice what kind of cloud it is. How is it shaped? What image does it form? What shade of light is it? Is the cloud moving? Look at the cloud's shadows. What are they covering up? When you are listening to music on the radio, try to hear each individual instrument. Imagine various people you know playing those instruments or dancing to the music. Basically, what I'm saying here is become interested in what's going on around you. Develop your curiosity. Develop your curiosity. It is a key component of kaleidoscope thinking, unlocking your creativity and forming new patterns in your life. Albert Einstein once said, "I know quite certainly that I have no special gift except that I have curiosity, obsession, and dogged endurance, which combined with self-critique have brought me ideas." What are we doing to bring ideas to ourselves? Are you affirming that you are creative? Creative people are creative because they believe they are creative. It is important to affirm you are creative in order to anchor the belief in your imagination. When I ask my audiences, how many of you in the audience believe you're creative? Raise your hand. Very few people ever really raise their hand. And yet we all know we are creative. We have created the lives that we have. We have created everything in our lives up to this very, very moment. We are who we are because of what we've created. But so many people think of creativity as being able to paint or being able to sew or being able to sing. And creativity is many things. It can be brought about by a new idea that we have, or we can take somebody else's idea and adapt it. That's still being creative. Affirm you are creative. Take credit for what you have created in your life thus far. This is Choices with Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, listeners, that we always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So please let me know at judy@judymario.com what you'd like us to cover in future episodes of Choices. You can get me at judy@judymario.com. That's judy@judymario.com. Mario is like Oreo cookies, only with an M. So judy@judymario.com. Today we're talking about being as limitless as our imagination. And we're on the subject right now of creative people. And we need to remember that creative people are creative because they believe they are creative. Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield are the New York Times best-selling authors of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul books, affirmed ahead of time that they would get the perfect title for their book. They repeated the affirmation, never best-selling title, at least 400 times. They even went so far as to affirm that the perfect title would come to one of them in the middle of the night. And according to Mark Victor, Jack got it. He woke up and got goosebumps and said, "Chicken Soup for the Soul." And then he called Mark Victor in the middle of the night, and they had the title. Today, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield are multimillionaires. Do affirmation work? Well, it certainly seems they do. Develop your creative abilities. An inquisitive approach to everything you do stretches your mind. The questioning attitude will help you develop your ability to use your imagination to conceptualize. When you were a child, did you drive your parents a bit crazy because you always wanted to know why? A UCLA study concluded that children at the age 5 engage in creative tasks 98 times a day, laugh 113 times a day, and ask 85 questions. However, that same study tells us that by the age of 44, the numbers shrink to 2 creative tasks a day, 11 laughs, and 6 questions. What does that tell you? We get so caught up in life that we forget to be curious. We forget to ask questions. We forget to find out what's happening and to explore things. That same UCLA study found a 91% negative response rate among adults exposed to new ideas. So don't tell your ideas to adults because they're going to be negative about it. If anything, tell your ideas to children because children are creative. Creativity is a fragile and delicate state of mind that is profoundly affected by interactions with others. Stay away from negative people, if at all possible. Stay away from negative people. See, your imagination is like a muscle, and it can be strengthened with exercise, the same as physical exercise strengthens your body. It is imperative that you challenge your old assumptions and avoid predictable patterns. Use the what-if technique. What if we change the angle? What if we paint it a different color? What if we redesign the main building? What if we move our head office over to China? What if we send Johnny to a private school? What if we travel to Africa? See, let your imagination soar. Change your angle so you view things from new perspectives and make new connections. Shake things up a bit, like in that kaleidoscope thinking. Don't listen when either your inner voice or someone else criticizes your creativity. Lighten up and have some fun. Use your imagination to create some wonderful adventures. My friend Mike Rayburn actually does a whole program about what if. Mike is a comic and a fabulous guitar virtuoso, and he's performed at Carnegie Hall 8 times to standing ovations, and his whole program is about what if. What if we play on the neck of the guitar rather on the body of the guitar? What if we combine this song with this other entertainer's voice? Mike has literally made a fortune by just doing what-if thinking. One of the other things I learned from Mike Rayburn is to write your goals down every day. Write your goals over and over and over and read them. Read them. He actually writes every goal he has down 10 times every day. Because by writing the goals down, he's imprinting it on the subconscious mind, and that is putting it there in the forefront of your mind all the time, all the time, and keeping yourself thinking creatively. And that's what we want to do. We want to use our imagination to think creatively. I'm going to give you a little exercise to expand your imagination. I want you to go out this week sometime and try it. And you can do it by yourself or with someone you love. Just get out an old blanket or a big beach towel and wear some comfortable clothes and go outside. Then find a safe spot and spread out your blanket or towel. Take off your shoes, lie down, and look up at the clouds. Now, while you're doing that, observe all the shapes and the movements of the clouds and let your imagination show you pictures and faces in the sky. Now, most of us did this as children, but today, we don't do it with our children. We need to get our children out there with us. But go ahead and just lay out there on the blanket and look at the sky. And then when you get finished, or after a while, get out your book, a journal, and write a creative description of one of your dreams. Think of every adjective and declarative statement that you can possibly use and write down what your dream might be. And then see if your mind doesn't start to tell you how you can make it happen. It starts to affirm that you are creative. Remember, creative people are creative because they believe they are creative. It is important for you to affirm your creativity in order to anchor that belief in your imagination. Now, if you don't know how to affirm, it's this easy. An affirmation is where you connect the positive word that you want to believe to the words I am. So it's simple. You say, I am creative. I can use my imagination to create the things that I want in my life. I use my imagination to be who I want to be, to go the places I want to go. I am creative. So you simply are adding the positive words to the words I am. Now here's another homework assignment for you. Whatever you do, do not attach a negative word to the words I am. Do not attach a negative word to the words I am. Ever again in your life, just stop it. If you hear yourself say something like, I'm so stupid, I'm so ignorant, I'm so dumb, I could have done something different, I should have done something different, say to yourself, stop. Stop. And then say something positive. Make a positive affirmation to correct that negative affirmation, because you want to actually believe what it is that you think about yourself. So don't be negative. You know, Marcus Aurelius, the Roman professor, said, if the mind of man can conceive an idea and believe it, the man can achieve it. If we can create the images in our minds, we can produce the physical manifestation in our lives, even if such an image has never existed before. So when you visualize something, you're establishing new patterns in your brain, the same as if you were actually doing what you are visualizing. You're directing your brain to give you the result you want to achieve. And when you plan your day, it works the same way. You're visualizing your day. So as you go through your activities, you may have to adjust and modify your actions in order to achieve the result you want. But that's okay. Visualize what you want, visualize what you want to be, and affirm that it can happen. Affirm, I am creative. What is your dream? What do you want? Perhaps you want a new car. Imagine every detail of that car. What color would you like? How much horsepower will it have? What will the interior be like? Will the seats be leather or cloth? Visit car dealerships. Look at cars that are for sale. Take a demonstration ride and imagine how you will feel driving that car. Cut out pictures of that car and put them everywhere that you can see them on a daily basis. Put them on your refrigerator, on the visor of the car you have now. Put one in your wallet so each time you pull out your money, you see the picture of that car. And then affirm that you are driving that car. I am driving this car. I am driving this car. This is my car. You see, many people use their imagination in the opposite way. Unsuccessful people are usually unmotivated and unexcited about where they're going. It doesn't really matter what happens. Their minds are conjuring up all the things that could go wrong. Oh, I'll never get that car. That car's too expensive. I can't afford that car. My husband or my wife would never let me have that car. Don't be like those people. Get rid of your mental limitations. You can do it simply by imagining and focusing on what it is that you do want instead of what you don't want. Whatever you focus on is what you'll get. So if you focus on what you don't want, you'll get that just as surely as you focus on what you do want. My friend Barry told me of an experience in his profession that illustrates this clearly. Barry teaches hang gliding. In this sport, the hang glider starts running to the edge of the mountain or hill with a big kite. And when she gets to the edge, she pushes out on the triangle-shaped bar that supports the kite, hangs on, and soars to the field below. Barry teaches his students to fly toward a particular field where there are acres and acres of openness and the only obstacle is one small tree in the middle of the field. Now, it should be easy to avoid that tree. Time after time, his students soar right into that tree. Sometimes they hit it with a mighty impact. Instead of concentrating on where they are going to land, they are focusing on the tree, the one thing that they need to avoid. We all have obstacles around us, just like that tree, obstacles that we need to avoid. Do not focus on them. Focus instead on where you do want to land, whether it is that wonderful car, a new job, a new sense of self-worth. You see, the subconscious part of your mind ignores the words not and don't and translates the message the same as if you had asked for what you don't want. So if you say, I'm not going to hit the tree, the subconscious hears, I'm going to hit the tree. And it directs your conscious mind to do exactly that. Instead, what you want to do is concentrate and do your affirmation on what you do want. I am landing in the open space. Or I am safely and smoothly gliding to the open field. You can use your imagination to get what you want. Your imagination is limitless. Create positive pictures in your mind to do and be and have all the things you want. Every year, I write in my journal, my achievement journal, I write in it every year, these are the things I want for the year. These are the places I want to go. This is what I want to do. The Achievement Journal actually has 8 sections that you can set goals in all the different 8 areas of your lives. And that's pretty exciting because, you know, so many times we forget to do that, to set goals in all the different areas of our lives. Like, you know, we'll set career goals, but we don't think to write goals for our relationships. How do we want our relationship to be? Or goals for our health. How healthy do we want to be? The goals for our careers, our education, finances, and even fun goals. What are we going to do to have fun this week? Spiritual goals, community involvement goals. Write goals in all the areas of our lives. And then use our imagination to see that we can make those goals happen. We can make those goals come true. Cut out pictures of those goals and put them in the journal so that we can be looking at them every day and imprinting it on the subconscious mind that there it is. There's what we want. That's what I'd really like to have. That's what I'd really like to do. And then make a list of all the reasons why you can have it. Every time your mind tells you a reason you can't, you tell it why you can. Use that technique that we talked about, opposite thinking, and tell it why you can. You know, to live is to choose. But to choose well, you must know who you are and what you stand for. You need to know where you want to go and why you want to get there. The choices we make are what have brought us to where we are today, and they're what are going to take us to where we're going tomorrow. And we must accept the consequences of our choices. Too often our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to the external circumstances that are around us without any due regard to thoughtful decision. When we allow negative emotional reactions to direct our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences we don't desire. So use your power of logical thinking. It will help you make wiser choices, and then you can create more desirable results in your life. This is Judy Mario, Choices Radio, brought to you by Turning Point International in Las Vegas, Nevada. Turning Point International is a training and development company that teaches people how to make the better ways in their lives, how to make better choices, how to do things like go and have and do the things that they want. We offer self-help products, including books, personal development, programs, CDs, personal coaching and writing and public speaking. And you can reach me, Judy, at judymario.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Judy at judymario.com. Please write to me and let me know what it is that you'd like to hear on Choices on Blog Talk Radio. We are really, really interested in giving you the subjects that you want. And if you'd like to check out our creativity product, please check out my book, Conquer the Brain Drain. This book is about tapping into the creative wellspring that we all possess. You know, if you're on a team, or especially if you manage one, learning to think creatively and teaching others to do so will boost productivity, improve morale, and inspire your team to greater success. And that's what it all is about, isn't it? Whether it's a team at work or our team at home, inspiring those around us and ourselves to greater success. Thank you for joining me today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.